Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
The reading is from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 9, verses 13 through 18. Brethren, do you not know that those who are employed in the temple service get their food from the temple, and those who serve at the altar share in the sacrificial offerings? In the same way, the Lord commanded that those who proclaim the gospel should get their living by the gospel. But I have made no use of any of these rights, nor am I writing this to secure any provision. For I would rather die than have anyone deprive me of my ground for boasting, for necessity is laid upon me. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. For if I do this of my own will, I have a reward. But if not of my own will, I am entrusted with a commission. What then is my reward? Just this, that in my preaching I may make the gospel free of charge, not making full use of my rights in the gospel. Today's Gospel is according to St. Matthew, chapter 16, verses 1 through 6. At that time the Pharisees and Sadducees came to Jesus, and to test him they asked him to show them a sign from heaven. He answered them, "When it is evening, you say, 'It will be fair weather, for the sky is red,' and in the morning, 'It will be stormy today, for the sky is red and threatening.' You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times. An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but no sign shall be given to it except the sign of Jonah." So he left them and departed. When the disciples reached the other side, they had forgotten to bring any bread. Jesus said to them, "Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees." On this date, the 16th of July, we commemorate Athanagenes, the holy martyr of Heracleopolis. This saint was from Sebastia of Cappadocia, and according to the Synaxaristes, became bishop of Pedactoa. He and 10 of his disciples were tortured and beheaded by the governor of Philomarchus in the times of Diocletian. There is a second martyr, Athanagenes, commemorated today, mentioned by St. Basil in chapter 29 of his treatise on the Holy Spirit. It is said that as this Athanagenes approached the fire wherein he was to die a martyric death, he chanted the hymn, "O Joyous Light," in praise of the Holy Trinity. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.